أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج Take three. How many takes are we gonna take, man? Peace and blessings, y'all. Peace and blessings, y'all. What's happening, my brothers and sisters? Welcome to another kicking episode of Keeping It Real. In today's episode, we are going to be taking you back in time on this quick little time trip. And then we're gonna take you back into the present real fast. So you better buckle up. Now I'm sure y'all are well versed in the Babylons of antiquity and their great towers of blasphemy. And of course, the powerful pharaohs of old, the self-proclaimed gods of their nations, and the great tyrants of past, and the oppressive empires of yesteryear. All in all, those who foolishly rebelled against the Almighty God. But do you know where this whole arrogant powers, oppressive tyrant, bad guy stuff all started? I mean, who was the original dummy bad guy? What? Time trip travel. So let's go ahead and start our little time trip travel and take you back into the past where our brother, well actually better said our father, Adam was created by the Almighty God. Now listen up, because I'm about to start reciting the word of the Almighty God, and I'm serious. The Almighty God has talked about all of this stuff in these divine books that he sent. I mean, he talked about who the good guys are, he talked about who the bad guys are. No, for real, I'm being serious. I dare ya, I double dare ya. Go ahead and look it up. It's all in the Torah, it's in the Bible, and it's all beautifully summarized and detailed in the immaculate holy book, the Quran. Anyway, so we were talking about... What were we talking about? Repeat. Anyway, so we were talking about who the original dummy bad guy was. Now, when the Almighty God created Adam, for some reason, a little scuffle occurred between Adam and Shaitan, aka Satan, aka the devil, aka El Diablo. El Diablo. So a little scuffle occurred between El Diablo, the original dummy bad guy, and the Almighty God. And you know what? To keep things short and sweet, El Diablo, the original bad guy dummy, he had some kind of a problem with brother Adam, or like I said, father Adam. And so it probably had something to do with the fact that he was a divinely appointed wali of Allah upon the earth, but let's not digress, the Lord. And so in defiance, El Diablo, the original bad guy dummy, he stood up against the Almighty God and he foolishly opposed him. And then things get really bad, you know, because the Almighty God, he outcasts El Diablo. And you know what, in case some of y'all don't know what outcast mean, it means that the Almighty God kicked him out. He kicked him out. He kicked him out hard. Because El Diablo, the original bad guy dummy, he was just talking way too much smack. He was talking trash when he shouldn't have been. And then El Diablo, the original bad guy dummy, he totally loses it. And he says, I swear I shall beautify for them the evils upon the earth, and I shall lead all of them astray. Except for those from among them who are God's worshipers, those who are the sincere ones, i.e. the good guys. Now, if this rodeo wasn't already bad enough, El Diablo, the original bad guy dummy, he says, I will surely lie in ambush for them upon your straight path. And then he says, I will come upon them from their front side and from their back and from their right side and from their left. Yo, man, this fat cat is crazy. And so that's exactly what old boy El Diablo, the original bad guy dummy, has been doing ever since. Him and his dumb Taghuti posse have been building great blasphemous towers of Babylon, and they keep on appointing oppressor pharaohs of new and old, all in order to lead humanity astray. Yeah, you got some like zum-zum water I can splash on my face? Yet never fear, for the Almighty God keeps on sending good guys one after the other, like Adam and Noah and Abraham and Jacob and Hud and Lut and Enoch and Shoaib and Saleh and Ishmael and Isaac and Jacob and Joseph and Elijah and Zechariah and Jonah and John the Baptist and Moses and Aaron and David and Solomon and Jesus and Muhammad and the infallible Imams. All in order to establish and restore the Almighty God's order upon this green earth and to oppose El Diablo and his foolish posse of Taghutis. You need to read a book. Taghutis are those foolish rebels who fight against the Almighty God. Take notes, brother. Take it. Now, do you really think that after all this went down, old boy El Diablo, the original bad guy dummy, he promised to lead humanity astray till the day of judgment? I mean, come on, please. Do you really think that El Diablo, the original bad guy dummy, the outcast, the accursed, he himself has given up on his enmity against humanity? Well, while we're keeping it real, I might as well tell you that El Diablo, the original bad guy dummy, and his posse of dumb Taghutis, to this very day, their enmity against humanity continues. And these are the wicked rebels fighting against the Almighty God, and you will see them in different faces and various forms and multiple manifestations. I mean, go ahead, take a look around the world, and you will see El Diablo and his posse of dumb Taghutis. These are the people who wage endless wars, they instigate wars, they fund and they sponsor wars, and they make bazillions off of wars. They destroy nations, they destroy people, they steal the cultural identity of the masses, they steal and they rob the masses, they steal and they rob the wealth of the downtrodden, and they hoard it all up for themselves. And they kill, and they murder, and they occupy nations, and they occupy people, and they pillage nations, and they loot nations, and they plunder nations, and they sanction people to death, and they promote rebellion against the Almighty God, and they promote obscenity, and they promote promiscuity, and they promote evil, and filth, and falsehood, and lies, and greed, and selfishness, and lust, and despair. And they promote carnal desires, and they promote racial discrimination, they promote ethnic discrimination, they promote national discrimination, and they promote hate, and they promote racism, and they promote social inequality, and they promote drugs and alcohol so that you fall asleep at the wheel, and they promote vice, and they prevent virtue, and they promote cheating, and lying, and betrayal, and mistrust, and distrust, and deception, and greedy materialism and endless consumerism. And they commit oppression, and they commit injustice, and they commit tyranny, and they feed you poison, and they want to make you forget and lose your hereafter. And they want you to live as a wretched, materialistic, consumeristic, indebted for life, miserable slave. All in all, they want to corrupt, destroy, and ruin every single one of us. But hey, just as the great blasphemous towers of Babylon fell and crumbled, and just as the self-proclaimed god pharaohs of old were drowned. So too will the present day arrogant Taghuti evil forces who are working directly or indirectly for El Diablo and his goals will most surely crumble and fall. And they too will be drowned, all of them together with El Diablo, in the Almighty God's ocean of truth, justice, and righteousness. Bam! There it is. Hey, we're just keeping it real. Tyrant, repeat. Man, I need a break. Man, you know, you should have just shut up. You just kept on talking smack, man. It was just like, get out, be gone. I mean, they promote, I get tired of repeating. Somebody's got to tell the scripter that he needs to go easy on the adjectives. The, I think that, repeat, lies. I'm not a computer, man, I can't remember. I told you it was going to be trippy. Aga? Aga, theek hai. Okay? Okay, okay, okay. Behtreen. No, no, it's excelente.